A TV advertisement for a Turkish soft drink which is exported to Mozambique. The drink sells well, but according to Abdul Aziz Krek, who works for Nasli, the company that makes it, doing business in Africa is never easy.
Banking. Sometimes it can be a problem, you know. When we are selling our products, our customers, for example, open a letter of credit, they have a lot of problems about Cambia, about banking. This is the, I think, biggest problem in the exporting to the Africa.
Nasli and hundreds of other companies are currently meeting at a trade fair in Istanbul, part of a bigger conference on development. In the busy meeting area, I come across Alpha Sissoko from Guinea in West Africa. He works for MM Etablissement, a company which exports gold and other precious stones.
Corruption from old government people, not strong structure for the country. Because of that, all is not easy to make a business. Another challenge is electrical, water, communication.
So the infrastructure is very poor, so it makes doing business very difficult for you.
Yes.
As I leave Mr. Sissoko, he produces a rough bar of speckled gold that weighs heavily in my hand. Wrapped in a grubby plastic bag, it's worth $4,000. It makes me think that there's still a disconnect between doing business in developed countries and in some parts of Africa. Business leaders at this United Nations conference on the 48 least developed countries, or LDCs, are being told they have a crucial role in helping those nations out of poverty. Georg Kell is from the UN Global Compact Office, which promotes good corporate governance. He says despite multiple challenges, progress is being made.
The whole incentive structure to reward entrepreneurship is not yet really in place yet, so there's lots to be done. But the good news is that a growing number of entrepreneurs in LDCs themselves are growing up, and they are demanding more and more market-based solutions, so there's a lot of good momentum going on.
One of the buzzwords of this conference is partnership. Business alone is probably not the solution. But by working with governments, NGOs, and international organizations like the UN, it's hoped that the private sector can be a major driving force in the fight against poverty. Daniel Dickinson in Istanbul.